Be caller 9 right now at 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Caller 9 wins a pair of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra in concert December 29th at Little Caesars Arena. Multi-platinum progressive rock group, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, returning to Detroit with their highly anticipated 2022 winter tour, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO, and more, presented by the Hallmark Channel, for two spectacular shows at Little Caesars Arena on Thursday, December 29th at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. For a bonus chance to win, text keyword GHOSTS to 800-859-0957. Official rules at WJR.com. Tickets available for purchase at LiveNation.com and all Ticketmaster outlets. Marie Osborne is here, a senior news analyst, to talk to us about something that thousands of Michigan residents, myself included, don't know anything about, haven't thought even about. Thousands of Michigan residents do not have or have limited access to high-speed internet, and that has a direct impact on economic development in the state. And WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne says the state is urging residents to sign on to a government site to ensure the state has access to government funds to expand broadband in the state. This is not something the average person is thinking about. Marie, good morning.
No, but it's so important, Paul. The bottom line is that according to the FCC, high-speed internet is not available to almost a half a million Michigan homes, and that leaves them disconnected from educational opportunities, jobs, healthcare, and so much more. Zachary Colladen is the chief infrastructure officer for Michigan. He says it's imperative that every Michigan resident go to a website. It's broadbandmap.fcc.gov and acknowledge whether they have broadband service or not.
Michigan's share of high-speed internet funding from the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, basically from the federal government, depends on how many households in Michigan don't have access to high-speed internet. So checking the accuracy of this map ensures that communities across the state get the money they need to expand high-speed internet access.
And he's referring to the FCC primarily, the primary broadband map, and he says it's vital that it accurately reflects the level of internet access in our state. This process takes just a couple of minutes. I did it myself yesterday. He says it'll ensure Michigan receives the funding needed to increase high-speed internet access across the state. And there's a deadline, January 13th, 2023. The National Telecommunications Information Administration will use the finalized maps to help determine future broadband expansion efforts and millions in grant funding to close the digital divide. Now, even though some people have internet access, Colladen says broadband access is what's key.
Even with those other ways of connecting to the internet, we understand that it's really important for folks to be able to access high-speed internet in their homes at an affordable price in order to access, you know, the entire global economy, and even get access to certain kinds of jobs.
And broadband deserts, if you will, are scattered around the state, but the state's rural areas are really seriously lacking. But that doesn't mean highly populated areas are also connected.
But just because you live in, you know, the Detroit Metro or the Lansing Metro does not guarantee that you have access to high-speed internet. There actually has to be, you know, a connection made out to your household to connect you to fixed high-speed internet, which is the gold standard that the federal government has required through the through this infrastructure law.
So he's asking that all of us start thinking about this particular exercise here as sort of a census for high-speed internet. Again, Paul, the website is broadbandmap.fcc.gov. And all you need to do is look on there. You put the only thing you put in is your address. And by the way, I did ask him, am I going to be sold something now that I've popped, you know, that I've signed onto this website?
Sure,
and he said, no, this is solely used, you know, as a census taker when they come to your home and ask you questions or you fill out census forms. It's the same thing. They're not going to be using this to, sell you whatever in the future.
We average people never even knew that there was a Eric Frederick, a chief connectivity officer with the Michigan High Speed Internet Office.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? Didn't know. But here's my question. Maybe it's foolish, but why do, if it's so much better for us all to have it, why don't they just do it? Why do we have to go and look to see if it's here or not here, if we have the money, don't have the money, or whatever? Why don't they just say, we're going to do this for everybody?
Well, that would be nice, but I think they're trying to avoid redundancy. So if they can just target the areas that don't have it.
They don't know?
Well, that's what they're trying to determine, is to determine who exactly does not have access to high-speed internet broadband.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. Like I said, something we don't necessarily always think about or think that we have any control over it at this point. Good to know. Hey, have you watched the film, and do you like the film Love Actually?
Oh, I love it.
I love that film, too.
I know.
I love it. Mm-hmm. And the reason I bring it up is Emma Thompson's making the rounds because
I just saw her.
Matilda the Musical.
Yeah.
She is a fabulous actor. I mean, fabulous. But be that as it may, Anne might remember this. Many years ago, I was flying somewhere, and I saw the film Love Actually, and I loved it. And I came back
and
I said, this is a great, she remembers, this is a great film. The family's going to love this film. Well, then a couple weeks later, Kim and I are sitting, and we see Love Actually is on one of these cable channels that we have, one of those extra channels, and we watch it, and that's the first time I realized that what I watched on the airplane was heavily edited for airplane usage. I had no idea there was nudity, that it was clearly R-rated, and it kind of a hard R-rated. I still love the film, but I now say it's a great adult film.
It's for the adults.
It's for big people.
Yeah.
Not for the little people. But every time I see Love Actually, which is now, and I've already watched it, Kim and I've watched it for the season, because it's a wonderful holiday film. But it is for the adults, not the kids.
I think we'll watch it this weekend. Good idea.
I think that anyone who does will enjoy it and get in the holiday spirit. Love Actually is all around. It is 8 to 47 at WJR.